Mark and Chuck here in the studio, and Laura Edwards, state climatologist in Aberdeen, is calling us. And I was telling Laura, Mark and I were talking, our computer still says 12. We weren't really right the first 2 days, but we figured that out.
Yeah, last I saw the airport was about 31 degrees, so, and overcast, so hopefully that's what you're seeing out there outside your window.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's overcast, but it looks like it could be a little blue sky coming. But anyway, what's going on here, Laura? We're hearing that there's some weather conditions, but nobody really knows what.
Yeah, well, I think we know a little bit of what. What we're looking at for the weekend, starting on Sunday especially, wintry mix is in the forecast, which always sounds more pleasant than it really is, I think, in a lot of ways. What that means is probably a mix of freezing rain, snow, some ice accumulation, and maybe a little bit of wind to go along with it. So the thing is, the temperatures are on the warm side right now. We might get up in the 40s in the Watertown area here tomorrow and into Sunday. So that causes some freezing rain to start with, and then they'll cool down and turn to snow. And that's where the challenge is, when the snow falls or when the rain falls.
Well, the thing is one thing, if you get some more rain, you'll get less snow then, right?
Yeah, that's true, but it causes some slippery conditions out there, and fortunately it's on a weekend where there's not as much traffic around town, but, you know, still people would be careful going to church or coming home from church that day and anything in the evening, you know, if you're coming home from a weekend trip or something like that.
Well, yeah, I was going to say traveling on Sunday. So it's supposed to get here when, Sunday morning sometime?
During the day Sunday. You know, some of it might start Saturday night, but looks like the bulk of it will start Sunday into Monday and Tuesday. So looks like it'll hang around for a little while. Might be breezy as well, not as windy as maybe central South Dakota might be, but still that can kind of blow that snow around and make it just a little bit tougher to get around on Monday.
What about the temperatures? Are we talking moderate or average temperatures?
Yeah, well, and that's the challenge too, is they're hovering right above and below freezing. So maybe highs in the 30s. Maybe low 40s, but lows in the 20s. So you're just straddling, you know, that freezing line from day to night, and that makes things a little bit more complicated when you're talking about weather, when that snow might turn to rain or vice versa, and anything, you know, that falls as rain can freeze on the ground too and make it kind of slick.
So kind of that slushy stuff.
Yeah, that might be what it turns out to be on the roads, if the roads are dry and warm enough, yep.
Now, what's causing all this moisture? We're getting in the central part of the nation, but you got the East Coast getting tons of snow, supposedly, and the West Coast getting rain. Just a lot of southerly breezes, or what?
Yeah, well, it's partly that system that's coming from the west, you know, that's hitting California, Nevada, you know, the western states, western mountains. And they sure could use the moisture because they're getting into a pretty tough drought situation out there themselves. But, yeah, it's just coming out from the west, northwest, and I think it'll be ushering in some colder temperatures, too, after all this weather passes on Tuesday. Looks like we're going to head into some colder temperatures again, at least colder than average, for the next week and a half after that or so as we get into mid-March.
So tell me, we were discussing this. Is this coming in like a lamb or a lion now?
Well, today's March 2nd, so it's been kind of more like a lamb so far the first couple of days. But, yeah, this is going to be a little bit of a mess here on the weekend and early next week.
So then you're talking after we get through this, we probably aren't going to get rid of it real quick because we're going to get colder conditions in.
Yeah, looking out, you know, 1 to 2 weeks out from now, looks like we'll be leaning more on the colder side for temperatures. And as far as precipitation goes, just in general, the next couple few weeks, it looks like we'll see a system kind of come through, you know, now and again, but we don't see any real big, you know, gully washers, any big drought busters by any means. Just kind of these little systems coming through and bring a little bit of moisture here and there. Yeah, as we get into March, though, I mean, we still could use a little bit of moisture. I hate for it to come in that ice that we're going to see early next week, but we still could use some moisture up here in the northeast part of the state.
Now, are we seeing the frost getting really deep? Have you got some plugs down there that are giving some temperatures?
You know, interesting you asked that. So, yeah, we have, through our South Dakota Mesonet, a lot of soil sensors out there, and they only go 40 inches down. And I say only because almost all of our stations in the northern, northeastern part of the state are frozen all the way down. So we know the frost depth's at least deeper than 40 inches. But I heard a report from, was it Webster this week, where a small water line broke, and they think due to freezing conditions and kind of wreaked havoc out there. They had to turn the water off for the city for a while to fix that. So I know it's starting to cause some issues out there. We're going to see those frost depths hang pretty deep as we stay cold here for the next few weeks.
Now, when we get this snow cover, and maybe we'll have some snow cover and we get these colder temperatures, I know it insulates it, but does that frost still keep going down or does it kind of stop?
It can still keep going down. It kind of has momentum. As funny as that sounds, and there's always kind of a lag, especially when you're really deep down like that. There's kind of a lag. Same thing in the spring when it starts to thaw out. You know, it'll thaw from the top, but the lower levels, it just takes a while. So it's usually slower to respond when you're looking at those deeper layers. And that's why I say, you know, we should be thinking of those deeper frosts, because this is about the time where we start to see those issues with the utility lines and those kinds of things.
Well, hopefully, we don't have too many broken lines again, because it's pretty tough on not only the people that are affected, but also the people that have to correct them.
Yeah, it's really not fun, I think, to saw out those lines and make those repairs. And so, yeah, crossing fingers, we don't have it real tough, but we have... We had a really cold February, you know, the Watertown area, about 9 degrees below average, and that's really quite significant. You know, all across eastern South Dakota, about 6 to 12 degrees below average for February, so we really had a real long cold streak here, and those soils will stay frozen for a good while yet.
It didn't seem that cold. Maybe it's because I didn't remember it, but that's probably because we had less wind, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we had a few windy days, but not as much as I think we've seen earlier in the winter. And the snowfall, too, you know, there's a fair bit of snow here right at the end of the month. So Watertown is still doing okay as far as snowfall goes, but you're still behind average, about 7 inches or so.
Well, and I just looked at the drought monitor, and boy, we're getting less and less white all the time, aren't we?
Yeah. There is a little bit of improvement way down southeast, you know, around that Mitchell, the Sioux Falls area. And Piers had a good run here in February. But, the rest of us up in the north, northeast, we still could use some moisture up here.
Well, Laura, I'm going to let you go. Thank you. But I guess the big thing is, be cautious on Sunday if you're going out of town on Saturday or Friday night. Coming back on Sunday, be cautious. Watch the weather.
That's right. Thanks, Chuck.
All right. Thanks, Laura. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Yep.
And that's Laura Edwards, who's...